Scott, you led the vote tonight. You did not win. You're headed for a runoff with Mr. Scott Bryant, but you had a total of 2,447 votes out of the 6,486 votes cast tonight, with a 37% vote total. Of course, a candidate has to win 50% plus one vote to carry one election, so you're headed to a runoff. In probably about 3 weeks, they'll set that date tomorrow, but your reaction tonight?
Well, thank you, Heather. First, I'd like to say to all the voters of the Mountain Home School District, thank you for taking the time to get out and cast your vote and make your voice heard. To my supporters, so many of y'all across the full spectrum of voters out there have reached out to me, and your words of affirmation and support have been truly humbling. So I thank you for your votes tonight, and we're not done yet. We still have another probably 30 days of this. But the more important message tonight is that now it is a time for healing, for coming back together as a community. Right? There's obviously going to be a large number of our neighbors that are upset and disappointed this evening. I ask that we all move forward with grace, and we put these past 3 months behind us, and that we can look forward as we address and find solutions to problems within our district, that we can maintain and improve upon our already fantastic school district, maintaining a district that we can all be proud of and be Bomber proud of and say, go Bombers.
Any reaction tonight to the turnout on the millage? It was a pretty resounding defeat. 61% of the voters voted against the millage.
The main reaction is that we spoke with a voice telling the district which way as a community we wanted to go with this. Hey, was this the plan that we wanted, or hey, this is not the solution. We want to find another solution. So the voters of the district did show up and made that voice pretty clear tonight.
Record school vote turnout, 6,700 votes cast, over 22.1% of the total voter turnout.
Yes, ma'am. That's a fantastic turnout. Hopefully we'll get those same numbers for the runoff election, but I know that won't be the case.